Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I'm not sure what just bloomed in the air, but my allergies have been so out of control. I so badly want to live the life where I can keep my doors open with this perfect spring weather, and I'm able to roll around in the grass outside with my littles and live a life without the gross congestion. But when my allergies are at their worst, I start having to compromise on life. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I love that Claritin has an option for non-drowsy relief of allergy symptoms. With Claritin D, you can still make the most of your day without compromise. This means that I can have my windows down car dance sessions with my boys and help with yard work without the symptoms of my allergies popping up out of nowhere. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
You're listening to Behind the Bliss, a weekly podcast where Rachel Autry brings conversations to you from women that share what's behind their highlight reel. Each episode is designed for you to see a message from the mess and encourage you to find balance in the bliss. We know that what you're facing is important for shaping who God has created you to be. Some may say it's a process that often happens behind the bliss. Here's today's episode.
What do you know? Another day, another voice memo. You guys loved this when we did this back in the beginning of May, or I guess the middle of May. We did like a voice diary. So we figured we would do one a month, just like collecting some old thoughts, revelations, things that the Lord's teaching me, things that I'm loving. And then compiling all of these little voice memo diaries into one big entry per month. How fun. What a blast. Today's is really funny because I feel like a lot of my friends are in the same season being parents to littles or a little. And it's funny because anytime that we all like are cheering each other on and being like, you can do this. No, you really can. Spur on, sister, like that kind of thing. It always is funny because we laugh and say, like, there's always going to be those people that tell you when you're telling them, like, okay, let me just phrase it this way. Let me set up a hypothetical. You're like meeting with a friend over coffee and they say, how are you? And you say, you know, I'm okay. This is just tough. Like having two boys, two and under, and Thomas flying often, which means I'm solo parenting a lot. And then when he's home for sure. But like, it's hard for us to get into a rhythm because we don't know when he's going to be gone or when he's going to be, whatever. Like you're telling them your situation. That was my situation. And their response is, okay, well, it's just for a season. I feel like, and one of my other friends, we feel the same way, that saying it's just a season is a cop-out, an emotional, relational cop-out for not actually being able to, like, connect or find words to connect. And it's okay if you don't get the season, if you don't get it, like, if you're not in that with them, but don't say it's just a season. Duh. We know this. We know it's just a season. We know it's not going to last her forever. Like, that's not what we need to hear. What I would love to hear, maybe what you would love to hear too. Some of you are like, yes, rock on. I'm so glad someone's talking about this. Or you're the friend that you're the one saying, it's just for a season. Like, please stop. What you should be saying is, man, that sounds really hard. Like, give them credit for the fact that it's hard and like normalize the hard. Be like, man, that sounds really tough. If I were to put myself in your shoes, that would be really hard for me too. Okay, so like you're empathizing. And then you can add the whole like sweet help, give them a hand up kind of thing where you say, if you can think of anything I can do to help, will you please let me know? I want to be on your team. So you're offering help and then you're reminding them they're not alone. Okay. Like, that's a great thing when you're like, I don't know what to say. That sounds really too hard for the wheelhouse I am in. Okay. Admit it. Just be like, let's make it normal to say, that sounds really tough. I literally don't know what to say. Like, I couldn't imagine, but if I tried to, yeah, I think it would be really hard for me too. Like, all power to you, boo. But don't say,
it's just a season.
I'm so over it. Okay. So sorry, today wasn't super encouraging. It was more just like a little vent session. But I have a lot of friends that are just like in this with me, and we all kind of feel the same way. So I just wanted to like give you a little love nudge, a little tap, if you will, of maybe some different verbiage you could use next time that you're tempted to say, it's just a season. Okay. Apparently I need to go just like rub my temples and maybe go through the Sonic drive-through and grab I haven't had this in forever. Cranberry limeade. If you were around during my Oklahoma era, I don't know if y'all know this, but like, we lived in Oklahoma this time last year while Thomas was in military training and pilot training, and I would literally go to Sonic like every other day because that's the only thing there was to do in Oklahoma, at least the part that I was in. And I would get a cranberry slush. No, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Not a cranberry slush, a cranberry limeade. That was like my go-to. And I haven't had one in so long. I might. And also, fun side note, just so you know, if you have the Sonic app, if you don't have it, you need to download it. Because if you do have it, then you can get Sonic happy hour price, aka half off drinks, if you order it through the app. Any time of day, any day, just so that you know that. I don't know if you did, but now you do. You're welcome. Just got done with an outdoor sunset True 40 class. It was amazing. It's on Rainbow Bridge. So if you're familiar with Birmingham, it's that bridge that's closed. It's called Rainbow Bridge because it's got like the lights and stuff underneath. I think that's why it's called Rainbow Bridge. Honestly, not sure. But I am doing this voice memo to say, one, that was so fun. Add that to your summer bucket list to go take an outdoor workout class. And if you don't know of one that's happening around you, maybe make it happen. There's an idea. And then number two, I'm talking to you because I don't know if you've ever heard this, but this is like a safety hack. If you are unfamiliar with your situation and where you're walking, just to be safe, you always phone a friend. And I feel like none of my people are answering their phone calls, so I'm just going to talk to y'all till I get to my car. Anyways, moving your body feels good, especially in the great outdoors. There's like something about being outside. Obviously, we know that, like, physiologically, but for real, it feels so nice. Anyways, hope y'all can make that happen at some point this summer. And if you're in Birmingham, come to the next True 41, okay? Okay, voice diary entry, Friday night, 9:23 p.m., sitting on the couch with Scarlett.
Hey.
It started as, hey, let me come over and look at some of the books that you have, to, I'll stay for dinner, to, a glass of wine and some chats, the Kardashians. That's us. No, I love it. I just filled her in about what we're doing with the voice diaries and entries and such, about things that inspire me. But she just said something so profound that, like, even if I listen to this voice message in about 4 years, like, it's for me. What did you say? I said,
I always knew I'm in the right lane when God continues to give me fresh vision and inspiration.
Yes. Yes. We were just talking about some fun dreams and things that we, like, would want to do. And she was like, yes, I just like to hear all the things and the movement that's happening. She's like, fresh vision comes when you're in the right lane.
It is.
So good. And to the girl who feels like
you're not in the right lane.
Yeah.
If you have that fresh vision and ideas that the Lord's putting on your heart, or even if you're maybe like a writer or a speaker and have words that are on your heart, maybe not even necessarily like tangible ideas, then know that those are still mm-hmm. words that God's given you and that he's put on your heart because he knows that he created you to use them.
Yes. So
there's still work to do. Don't give up.
Don't give up. And yeah, if you feel like you're in a dry season, because we all hit that, then
tell the enemy to get away.
He's done. Cut off.
He's done.
Cut off. But no, for real, like, lean in. Press on. She said, go on a walk. Listen to worship music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Or wherever you gain vision and inspo.
Like life. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then go to that place and receive it.
Amen. We love that one.
Love it.
Okay, so it is one of the last days of May. Where in the world did this month go? I feel like we were just seeing the memes of Justin Timberlake saying, it's gonna be May. You know what I'm talking about? Those just came out and now it's almost June. Crazy. And Maddox and I are about to be at Bible study at our church. We are going through Abide. It's the Bible study by Jen Wilkin. We love Jen Wilkin. She's amazing. She also wrote the book, Women of the Word. I think. I'm like 95% sure that she wrote that book. And it is an incredible resource if you're figuring out how to read the Bible, how to approach it, or if you're not sure where to start. Highly recommend having that one on your bookshelf or your nightstand. So yeah, really excited about walking through Abide. I think that would be a really cool book for y'all to go through too. Just if you're looking for a fun summer study or something to do with your girlfriends. One of the things that we love to do, we as in Maddox and I specifically, is to do a morning benediction. Benediction, just a fancy word of blessing and impartment. Something that basically sets your mind and your heart straight so that whatever you're about to do next, you have a good reset for. So like, I don't know if your church does this, but at the end of our services, we have a benediction, and it's just something that our pastor says to us before we leave the sanctuary so that we can kind of move forward, move on with our week and our day with the right mindset. Anyways, we do a benediction. Some people call this affirmation. Some people call this just speaking positively over yourself and your situation, your identity before starting the day. So anyways, a morning benediction, if you will. We got this from Jefferson Bethke, another great person that I would love for you to know as far as resources go, especially if you have some kind of like family unit that you are leading, co-leading, or are wanting to prepare yourself to be a leader of a family one day. And he wrote several books that we love. Habits of the Household is one of them. So good. What's up, buddy? What are you saying? I'm not really quite sure. We're in the stage now where, like, he just has his own words, and I can't understand what he's saying.
Mama, I've cooked my time.
Cocoa sauce?
Yes.
Cool. Anywho, Jefferson Bethke made this benediction. It's called Breakfast Benediction by Jefferson Bethke, so you're more than welcome to look it up. I did not create this. We just have totally borrowed it, and it's been working for a family, and we love it. Anyways, here's how it goes. You ready, buddy? You ready to say your thing? He's probably going to say, oh, okay, good. I'm not what I do, and I'm not what I have. I am not what people say about me. I am the beloved of God's. Nothing can take that away from me. I don't need to hurry. I don't need to worry. I can trust my friend Jesus and share his love with the world. That's right, buddy. Anyways, we say that before we go to wherever we're going, whatever adventure there is that day. And it has helped my heart, my mama heart, but also just speaking that life over Maddox in his day, I think is really important too. So I don't know if you have like a morning mantra or affirmations or whatever, but you want to adopt this benediction with me. It's great. It's cute. It's like enough, but it's short and sweet and easier to memorize than you would think. So keep saying it over and over again. And, you know, scripture says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So I think like putting praise literally on our lips does something to our hearts, sets us straight, sets our mind on things above. So anywho, that's why we do what we do. And it's been really special for our family. So I just wanted to share that in case you're looking for a fun rhythm or something to add to your morning routine that is life-giving. Okay, you'll love these, but I am going to go through my house right now and tell you a few of the things that I'm loving these days and I want to share with you. We do this in episodes and we ask people that are coming on the show to share that with us. But I thought, how fun would it be if I just went around my own house? Because sometimes it's hard to think about things that you're loving off the top of your head when you're put on the spot. But if I actually take you around my house, I can tell you because they'll be right in front of me. And they're going to be things that are out and about and that I use often because I love them. So I'm standing in my living room, just to give you an idea. And here's what I'm looking at that I love right now. All My Knotted Up Life. It is a book by Beth Moore. It's her new memoir, and y'all, it rocked my world. I've talked about it in an earlier episode, but I'm looking at it right now because it's on my bookshelf. It is so good. Get Beth Moore on the show, okay? That's like my goal of 2023. Let's get Beth Moore on the show. That'd be so much fun. Okay, now I am also kind of in my living room area. I wish I could take y'all on like an actual tour of my house, but there's three things that I really want to tell y'all about that I'm obsessed with. Number one, fake tulips, okay? If you are a home decor girl and you love to have fresh flowers, they're not fresh, but they give off the same vibes and you don't have to water them, replace them. You catch my drift. I think this is 20 stems on Amazon. I got them for like $13 and they stay awesome. The other thing that I was going to say was these handprints that I got done at a local pottery shop. So it is a handprint of Maddox and a handprint of Oliver next to each other. And I love it. And then it's painted. So beautiful. So cute. And then I just feel like it's a personal little touch of decor, either on a shelf or your nightstand or wherever. And then the third thing is actually a DIY project that I just did. And it was so fun. And y'all could do this too. So easy. I'm going to post a picture of this. So if this gets confusing for you, then I'll figure out where to put it so you're not confused. And if you are confused, message me on Instagram. Okay, so got a picture frame. The specific ones I got were at Target. I will link them in the show notes. And they have like a matte background. And then I grabbed scrapbooking paper from Hobby Lobby in the color and the texture that I liked. And then, y'all, this sounds crazy, but I did it, and it's so cute. I got, what is it called? Taxidermy. I told you it sounds crazy. Taxidermy butterflies, aka, like, pressed, real, dried out butterflies that are beautiful. And I basically super glued them / hot glued them to the scrapbook paper, put the scrapbook paper in the mat and the mat in the frame. Boom. And I did four of them. And they are so cool and so stunning. And I've gotten so many compliments on them from my friends that have come over recently. So yes, there's that. Okay, moving on, walking around my house. I got a new vacuum cleaner. That's when you know you're an adult, is when you get excited about a vacuum cleaner. I got the Tyneco S15. I used to have the Dyson. It died on me like literally a week ago. And I've had it for about 5 years. And I used to be a Dyson girl. I know that I wouldn't because I didn't buy a new Dyson. I think there's so many now that are so similar they didn't have back when I first bought mine. So love the Tyneco so far. It is like super sucky, but like literally I can't describe it. Like on my carpet, my rugs, like I can tell it's really getting stuff up. So the Tyneco S17, it has like a really fancy top. There's also a non-fancier version. Hold on, Thomas is coming down the stairs. Let me ask him. What was the Tyneco, the other one that we were looking at? Not the S15, it was
A11.
Okay.
A11 Hero.
And what was the difference in them?
A11 Hero, both of them were PET and they have like non-tangle heads. The A11 is, I think, analog, and the S15 is smart, so it has like a digital head and that will tell you how charged it is.
Nice.
And it'll give you like an auto ring of telling you how much dust it is detected and stuff like that.
Cool. So one's fancy and one's not, but they do something similar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the S15 is just newer and it had a little bit better reviews on like suction and like battery life and stuff like that. But
yes,
they're pretty much the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. So new vacuum cleaner. Obsessed. Rifle Paper Company was so kind and sent me a fun box for Mother's Day. They run some sales that are really awesome. They gave me a code. Pretty sure it's expired. But they did send, I'm going to link this in the show notes because it's so cute and it's perfect for all of your summer shindigs. It's like a mesh pool bag. Perfect for the beach because it has enough room for like sand to fall out of it. Because it's mesh, but it has a really cool floral print on it that we love. Also on my countertop is my Bible and devotional and my Bible study I'm working through with our church. We are going through, like I said earlier, Abide. It's a study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John with Jen Wilkin. Really love it so far because I didn't update you after our first, session at church. It was amazing. Highly recommend. Jen Wilkin is just an amazing Bible teacher. So like if you want to learn the Bible, go do one of Jen Wilkin's things. And then I also just opened up this package today from Amazon. It's a beach drink cup holder and it's a pack of 5. And I got them for our beach trip that we're going on the end of June. We're going to Polly's Island with Thomas's family. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I got this for the girlies. Thomas rolled his eyes when I told him why I got them. But it came in a pack of 5 and I only really wanted one. So I'm going to gift the other ones away. And it's really cute. Imagine like, I don't know what, I forget what Thomas thought it was at first whenever I pulled it out, but it's like, how do I explain this? It has basically 5, it's a stand that gets put in the sand, but then it has a cup holder so that it keeps your cup or your drink upright. Pretty cool. And then they come in a lot of fun colors and I'm going to get like vinyl stickers with like our initials. Right? Might be lame, but I think it's really cute, especially if you live near the beach and you go to the beach often. Could be nice. Let's see. What else? My candle warmer. I did share this on Instagram. It's pretty cool. It's a candle warmer off of Amazon. Has a timer, but imagine a beautiful, really cute lamp that's light bulb is really hot and it's face down like the, I don't know how to describe it. I'm not doing a great job of describing things, but you put your candle underneath and it warms up the candle instead of you having to light the wick, and it makes your candles last longer. And then you're not like have an open flame in your house. That's pretty cool. Now I'm opening up my refrigerator to see what's inside. That could be really fun. Okay, so y'all know I'm a dairy-free girl now because of our sweet Oliver. And I have found a lot of really cool vegan plant-based options because everything vegan is dairy-free. This is the Chobani coffee creamer. And it is the sweet and creamy flavor. And it is so yum. So yummy. I'm trying to think what else is in here that I've been loving. I'll tell you something I'm not jazzed about that I was really excited about at first, but on Thrive Market, I tried these dark chocolate coconut bars by the company Unreal. They're not it. Not it. It's not sweet enough for me, I think, which is kind of sad because I was really pumped about it. Looking in our pantry. Ooh, Liquid IV, always. There are other hydration multiplier companies that I honestly should just give a shot. But I do like Liquid IV. / you can always use my code for, I'm pretty sure it's 25% off, which is one of my larger percentage codes. I love adding a strawberry Liquid IV to my Stanley quencher and then doing a splash of coconut water. What do I call that?
My mommy juice.
I think other people call mommy juice. They're like alcoholic beverage.
That's true.
What else am I loving? Walking into my dining room now. I got a maiden-haired fern. It's a plant. It's a type of plant, and it's really cute. I love it. It's like whimsical. It's light and airy, but it's still a really cool plant. It's really hard to keep alive, so I don't even know how long it'll stay that way. But, yes, those are the things that I'm loving these days that I need to share with you people that is just in my little living areas, our living room, kitchen, refrigerator, dining room area. Hope y'all loved it or found some info for gifts or something. If you're just like, I need something on my doorstep, which you don't. but I get it. There's some ideas. So my favorite, or one of my favorite devotionals, is New Morning Mercies by Paul David Tripp. I post them a lot on Instagram if you're following over there. And this one was just so good that I think it'd be really cool if I read it out loud for you guys in case you needed this reminder like I did. It is not May 24th anymore. It is May... What day is it? 31st? It's May 31st. And the last day in May. But May 24th was really good. So this devotional is really neat. It gives you a devotional every morning. Hence, New Morning Mercies for every day of the year. And May 24th says this. So good. It says, "We don't seek satisfaction hoping that God will deliver it. No, we seek God, and the result is satisfaction of heart." I'm going to read you all the rest of it because it's just so good. It's one of those big ironies of the heart. If you give your heart to seeking satisfaction, satisfaction will be the only thing you'll never find. Your heart will never be satisfied in things. No, your heart will be satisfied only in the giver of the things. If you seek happiness, happiness will elude you. I have had many wives say to me in marriage counseling, "All I ever wanted was a husband who would make me happy." Think about the dynamics of this expectation and what it introduces into the relationship. Obviously, any woman who makes a statement has some definition of what happiness looks like. She has a marital dream. She has a loading her dream on the shoulders of her husband. But who is this man? Well, he's a flawed human being living in a fallen world, so it's unlikely that he'll ever deliver the dream for which she's looking for. Whenever you name something in creation as the thing that will satisfy you, you're asking that thing to become your personal savior. That means that in a very practical, street-level way, you're looking horizontally for what will ever be yours vertically. In other words, you're asking something in creation to do for you what only God can do for you. Now, the physical, created world was designed to be glorious, and it is. It's a sight, sound, touch, taste, feel symphony of multifaceted physical glories, but these glories cannot satisfy your heart. If you ask them to, your heart will be empty, and you'll be frustrated and discouraged. The earthly glories that God created are to be like signposts that point us to the glory that will ever satisfy our hearts. So here's the bottom line. If you seek satisfaction, satisfaction will escape your grasp. But if you seek God, rest in his presence and grace, and put your heart in his most capable hands, he will satisfy your heart as nothing else can. You were made for him. Your heart was designed to be controlled by worship of him. Your inner security is meant to come from the rest in him. Your sense of well-being is intended to come from a reliance on his wisdom, power, and love. This reality... And the reality is this: God is the peace that you're looking for. He's the satisfaction your heart seeks. He is the rest you crave, the joy you long for, and the comfort your heart desires. All those things that you and I say that we don't really need. All those things we think will bring us contentment and joy will fail to deliver. What we need in life is him, and by grace, he is with us, in us, and for us. Our hearts can rest because by grace we have been given everything we could ever need in him. Just a casual morning, heating up some oatmeal for Maddox. Turned on some good music on Spotify and my coffee. About to get Maddox up, but I had this sweet thought as we're coming to an end in May. This song. So good. It's called "Won't He Do It." Let me see who it's by, because you need to cue this up. Gets you in a great mood. Okay, yeah, "Won't He Do It" on Spotify by Corey Hawthorne. Oh, so good. It's from the Greenleaf soundtrack. Anywho, if you look at the beginning of your month and the end of your month, I hope it looks different in some way or fashion. Maybe it looks different in your finances, like you've saved more money. And I'm talking about maybe it looks different in a good way. Like you've seen progress, whether it's at work or in your relationships or friendships or maybe even your home or your rhythms, routines, finances, health, like whatever. I want you to find that one thing that has progressed. Now that's been perfected, but something that you feel more confident in at the end of this month that you didn't feel confident in at the beginning of this month. And just have a moment of gratitude for that. because we are just building better practices, becoming more loving people, being sanctified, if you will. And I just don't want this month to pass without you recognizing the growth that's happening around you, because I think that so many times, especially me, and I'm assuming you too, we are so like purpose-driven people. That is amazing. And I'm so thankful for that in us and our drive and the ambition, but I don't want the drive and the ambition to outweigh the gratitude of where you've been and what you're coming from. I think there's like so many stories in the Bible about that, about how people are so quick to pass over all the cool things that God did. And they're just very quick to ask for more. Discontentedness, I guess, is the good word for it. Is that a word? Discontentedness? Who knows? But hey, I just want us to move forward into this new month with gratitude, a new mind to carry forward the things that we love, to drop away the things that we don't. That aren't serving us or the people around us well. But we can only do that if we just take a moment and breathe and reflect. So I just wanted to pause and prompt you to do that as well. And I hope that you'll have a great next month. Let's go.
This episode of Behind the Bliss podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more episodes so you don't miss episodes full of encouragement. And don't forget to rate and review so that we can continue to bring you the best content. See you in the next episode.